Let us rise. Our processional hymn this morning is 408. 408. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls on this fourth Sunday in Lent. With any luck at all, the winds are gone, at least for a while. Quite a week we've enjoyed. That's the word I'll choose. Our appointed liturgy is in our bulletin. As we begin, in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 779. With you. Let us pray. Bend your ear to our prayers, Lord Christ, and come among us. By your gracious life and death for us, bring light into the darkness of our hearts and anoint us with your Spirit. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me the one that I name to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came out to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" He said, "Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, for I have rejected him, for the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." And Samuel said to Jesse, "All of your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, "Rise to anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our psalm today is Psalm 23, and we'll read it responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley,
I fear no evil, for you are with me.
Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me.
In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
And the second reading is from Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 through 14. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleep, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him." In light of this morning's gospel's length, I will invite you to sit down. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent." Then he went and washed and came back, able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned, but now you say, 'We see.' Your sins remain." The Gospel of the Lord.
And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts
be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, today's gospel lesson takes place among people who are more concerned about rules and systems than about ultimate truth, healing, and human beings. Jesus meets a man who is blind from birth. The disciples immediately ask a legal and theological question: who sinned? They want to explain suffering. And so do you, and so do I. Jesus shifts the focus, though, from blame and toward God's work of healing. Jesus restores the man's sight. More accurately, Jesus gives the man what he never had before. Jesus bestows sight to a man born blind, showing that God's light is stronger than any darkness, and also demonstrating God's willingness to heal that which is broken, however it came to be that way. But the real drama begins after the healing. The Pharisees were more disturbed by how the healing happened than they were filled with awe, with gratitude, or with joy that the man could now see. Jesus healed on the Sabbath, the seventh day, our Saturday, and they are obsessed with the law being broken. Their hearts are hardened, so focused on proving Jesus wrong that they fail to rejoice that a human life has been blessed and restored. This gospel contrasts light and darkness. It's a salient theme in St. John's gospel, sight and blindness. Ironically, the man who was physically blind begins to see clearly, not just with his eyes, but with faith. Trust in Jesus. Step by step, he finally confesses his faith in Jesus. On the other hand, those who claim they can see become even more blind. Their stubbornness and their fear of losing control and their anger closes their minds. Hardened hearts, closed minds. The gospel is never merely a story about Pharisees from long ago, but it is a mirror for us today. It's easy to criticize the Pharisees for their rigidity, but sadly their attitude can sneak its way into our own hearts. We are never more than a heartbeat away from that possibility. We too can become more concerned about rules and procedures and appearances than about the person standing right in front of us. We lose sight of what is good, what is right, and what is just. Worse is when we lose sight of mercy. Sometimes in our families, our workplaces, or our communities, we label people by their past mistakes, and we refuse to see how God may be working in them now. We may hear and we may be religious, but still close ourselves off from grace. We become blind to the living presence and work of God right in front of us. Jesus challenges this mindset. For him, the Sabbath exists for healing, not for condemnation. The law is given by God to serve life, but not to suffocate it. When rules become more important than compassion, we can be sure we have lost the heart of the gospel, of the good news. We are invited today to ask where we have become rigid. Whom have we already judged? Are there people we have written off without giving a second chance, without giving God a chance? Lent is the perfect time to invite Jesus to touch these blind spots in each of us. True faith is not about proving that we are right, but in learning to love as God loves. The good news, the gospel, is this: blindness is not the final word. Jesus still opens eyes. Jesus still changes hearts from stone into flesh. And may we also leave this Eucharist today not just seeing better, but loving better. Let us put the lovers of legalities to shame with our compassion. As the early church fathers have taught, and even as Jesus has done and does and will do. Our hymn of the day is 611. Rise in body or spirit as we say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Reconciled by God's mercy and sustained by God's presence, let us pray for the world and its needs. God, our shepherd, we pray that you guide the church, lead Christians in our community and across the globe in right paths for your name's sake. Hear us, O God. God, our provider, we cry out for this planet and the life it holds. Rescue endangered animals and plants, preserve threatened ecosystems, and save creatures from natural disasters. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our sovereign, we plead for your peace on earth. Bring an end to war and violence, and raise up leaders in governments, courts, businesses, schools, and community organizations who seek goodness and mercy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our healer, we call to you in our need. Uplift all who are made to feel unimportant, and transform the hearts of all infected by bigotry and prejudice. Care for all in special need this day, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our friend, we praise you for the diversity of people among us. Awaken us to share and to receive the gifts we each possess, and stir up a spirit of understanding, celebration, and welcome for all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our home, we thank you for all who have died and completed their baptismal journeys. Grant us faith to live until we too dwell in your house forever. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive our prayers, O God, through Jesus Christ, our strength and salvation.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated.
Charlie and Finn didn't want to be the only kids for the children's sermon. I don't know. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the fourth Sunday in Lent. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Marla Egbert. Happy birthday this week to Marie Christian, Janessa Bauer, Kenzie Whitworth, and Wyatt Colton. Are there any other announcements? Okay, the offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing it. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 327.
Thank you.
go in peace, love and serve the Lord.